This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. The Weekend.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
We're getting you in the mood for food. Joining us on the line now is the food diva herself, Samantha Wood, to give us her top tips on where to dine out or indeed what to order in this weekend. Samantha, how are you?
Hello, Helen. I'm good, thank you. Happier for dining out.
How's your week been?
It's been good. Actually, I tried Maine this week.
Me too. I want to talk...
Did you? So when were you there?
I actually went last Wednesday night. I can talk at length about this. In fact, we will. But before we get into the main course of food, I just wondered, we're talking about the community coming together for Stronger Together, the amazing campaign, and people can go to the website now to nominate their local heroes, the people that have made the last few months, you know, safe or happy or just really been a source of support and comfort. And I know you're so connected to the foodie community and there are some amazing initiatives going on. And I just wondered, who would you, Samantha, nominate as some of your local heroes?
Oh, gosh. That's like having to choose my favourite child, even though I don't have one.
Sophie's choice, I know.
There's so much, you know, I absolutely, and I know everyone says this, but I just absolutely love the creativity and the generosity that's come out of this crisis. And I just hope that it also stays as well. We were actually talking the other night, or it was online, I can't remember, one blurs into the other now, about the fact that this, from an F&B perspective, there used to be a lot of egos here. That's all gone away. Everyone has come together, and everyone's working together and to support. And I know I heard you earlier on talking to Stuart. I've not met him, but I've written about him, and he also spoke about that. There's been so many great initiatives. I love what Inked has done, with their meals. And so many chefs are just doing individual things and giving back to the community as well. So, it's great.
It really is. And you know what? Hearing from people and reading the nominations on the website, it just warms my cockles. It is really lovely to hear people getting the nominations that they deserve, and one person ultimately going to be getting that amazing prize. Some companies, as we know, sadly will not make it out of the pandemic on the F&B front. We're, you know, unfortunately seeing closures, some places saying they're delaying their opening, and hopefully they will eventually open. Some, conversely, are doing incredibly well, and I would definitely put Maine in that category. We spoke to Joey Gazal a number of weeks ago, the founder of the group behind Maine. They've just recently opened their third outpost. The first one is at JBR, the second in Studio City, and the third now in Business Bay. And I went in last Wednesday night and was completely blown away by the atmosphere and by the food. So I'd love to get your perspective on it, and then I'll tell you everything that I ate and enjoyed.
I have to flag up, I wasn't incognito. I actually had dinner with Joey. This wasn't a review in any way. But I was blown away, firstly. I mean, we'd already heard and seen the pictures of that interior. But it's very sort of New York, Grand Dame, brasserie style. I felt I was in New York or London.
Me too.
A little bit like Café Balthazar. And the food, as you said, just really simple, well-executed classics. Oysters, garlicky escargot, some really nice buttery wagyu, are those triple-cooked fries. You can always tell a good restaurant by its fries. Their charred Brussels sprouts that they have at the other Maine as well. And I like the fact that it's completely different.
It's got its own identity. And this is called the Mainland Brasserie. And the JBR branch has got a really big focus on seafood, which is great, and they do it incredibly well. This one has got more of an emphasis on the meat, which always in favour of. But we had a really beautiful chorizo at the beginning, which had fennel running through it. We had steak.
Oh, yeah.
There was a beef croquette, which was delicious as well. I was really, really... honestly, the food didn't disappoint at all. It really, really didn't. I think, and, you know, I'm willing to put myself out on the line here and ultimately try every tarte tatin in the whole of Dubai. But the tarte tatin I had at Maine last week was probably the best I've ever had in my entire life. It was unbelievable. But above all, and I think this is always going to be an interesting one over the coming months, we don't just go out to a restaurant for food. We don't. We go out to people watch. We go out to escape. We go out to feed off energy, and I got that in absolute spades at Maine. It was amazing to see it. I mean, a Wednesday night, not a spare seat in the house. And it just felt normal again. It felt like it was exactly kind of what I needed. Some brilliant food, an amazing atmosphere in a beautiful space. And it just felt like such a treat. And it has absolutely skyrocketed into my top five Dubai restaurants based on that experience. In fact, I've booked it for my birthday next week. So a hearty recommendation of mainland brasserie there. The decor as well. As you say, it's soaring ceilings. It's got this kind of fantastic contrast between the industrial, it's the Zaha Hadid building, and you know, there would have been a bit of an injustice to cover up some of her work, but really complemented by these three enormous chandeliers. And it's just glittering, it's fun, buzzing, and a great tarte tatin. I really couldn't ask for anything else. Samantha, as you said, you were there dining with Joey, who's the man behind the brand, really. But I just wondered, when you are there for a review, how have your rules, your parameters of doing reviews changed over the last few weeks and months? Because in some ways, they need to be adjusted in light of the current situation. So what have you put in place to make sure that people are getting the information that they need while being mindful of we're in a very strange situation?
Yeah, I've kind of taken a stance to temporarily change my editorial policy. So I've gone for sort of an interim recommendations over reviews. So given the crisis, I think it's unfair to publish dedicated restaurant reviews. Now's not the time for long form criticism. The industry is on its knees, directives are changing, restaurants are constantly having to adapt and rewrite their operating procedures. And my reviews and my guest reviewers, they've always been honest, constructive feedback. And they cover not just food, it's service, location, interior, atmosphere, value for money. And some of these parameters are impacted by the crisis. So it would be completely unfair to rate them currently.
Also, the staff as well, you know, that people are operating with, you know, far smaller teams, which means that waiting times can be longer. They might not be able to get the ingredients that they previously could have easy access to. So menus might be different. It's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah, completely. And it's because it's so unfair, I've taken a stance, okay, temporarily, given that I also tend to focus on new openings as well. And we've only, and licensed ones, we've only had Maine and also Rocca, unlikely to have many until after the summer. So at the moment, over the summer, I will just share some recommendations on social media. And I'm also working on a series of different roundups and guides, which I've always done, but that I will sort of continue to sort of share more frequently, if you like. So Maine, as I said, that wasn't a review because I was with Joey. I was hosted. But I did go in and experience Rocca the week before that, actually. So it's about 10 days ago now. I was completely anonymous, wasn't recognized, which I was quite surprised about. I was expecting to be recognized, but I wasn't. I know, I do go in because there's a couple of people that I might know, but they weren't on duty.
Okay.
So fabulous. Yeah, I love it when I don't get recognized. I can relax.
not on show, not on duty. And give us the quick rundown of Rocca. For anyone who's not familiar with the restaurant concept, how would you explain it and how does it measure up with the Dubai outpost?
So Rocca is part of the Zuma family. And in fact, they're very similar concepts. It's a London-based brand. They have a number of locations in London. I've been to the Charlotte Street one, which is the original one, a couple of times. And this one really matched that experience for me. It's probably, I would go as far as saying one of the best, if not top five, dining experiences ever in Dubai.
Whoa.
If I would have rated that one, and I rate from 1 to 5, bearing in mind we're in a crisis as well, they're wearing masks, I would have probably given it a 4.5. It was fantastic in every way. The staff were engaging. They knew the menu. They had personality. The food was off the charts. So many dishes I would reorder. So many other dishes that I'd like to go back and try. I always think it's a good sign. I went for dinner, but I'd love to go back for lunch because it has sort of French windows overlooking the Burj, so you'd have sort of natural light streaming in, even though we're obviously indoors at the moment. It does have a terrace. It was wonderful and really well priced as well. So it ticks all the boxes.
Samantha, Well, you know it's a good sign of a good restaurant when you're planning your next visit when you haven't even left. And Carl asked on 4001, looking for some help. It's my wife's birthday and we want to order some food in. Something that will travel well and quite fancy. We've got a budget of 600 dirhams for 2 people. Thank you. What springs to mind, Samantha? We've had some amazing restaurants in Dubai now offering a kind of at-home dining experience, which they've never done before. What would you recommend for Carl and his wife?
Yeah, you know, I actually tried it a couple of weeks ago. Boca launched a new tapas concept, and they've almost rebranded La Taperia to make more sort of affordable Spanish-focused dishes. And I ordered in a couple of weeks ago for brunch. You can also go in and eat it now, but they're doing deliveries. And that will come under the 300 dirham per head mark, probably about 250 dirhams per head. And it was wonderful. You had the usual sort of patatas bravas, but you had some Galician octopus. There was paella that comes in the pans that you can just reheat in the oven. There are drinks kits as well. So, you know, you could really, and it looks really pretty as well. So if you were to order that in and lay it all out on the table, I think that would impress.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. We've heard Roberto's is going to be doing some at-home dining as well, where you can kind
of...
Oh,
are they?
Yeah.
Right.
And you can finish the dish.
Yeah,
I believe it's going to be starting in the next week, so hopefully that would work. We ordered from Kukli recently, their steak frites, and that was fantastic. And we don't live too close to JLT, but it did really travel well. I was very impressed.
Did it? Right.
So, Carl, let us know what you decide. Tell us a little bit about Avli, because they're kicking off some summer dining, and I love this theme. Holiday magic. We might not be perhaps travelling in real life, but we can travel through the power of food. What's happening with the guys at Avli?
Yeah, so it's on the basis of the fact that obviously a lot of people might not be travelling this summer, given travel restrictions, lack of disposable income. So Natasha Siveris, who is very much the owner and very hands-on, she is hosting a series of Grecian-inspired evenings themed around holidays. So the first one is next week on Tuesday, and they're going very traditional because Avli is quite an upmarket, sort of modern Greek experience, but they're going back to their roots. And we call it, I'm half Greek Cypriot, we call it mezedes. And essentially, she's doing 17 meze plates, so small dishes with free-flowing grape, all served at the table, obviously social distancing in place. And at the same time, she has, I haven't actually seen it, but she's actually launching her own city guide to Athens. So that when you can travel, it's got all her favourite haunts.
I love that.
And the places that you will never find in a guidebook.
And that's exactly it, isn't it? It's the insider's guide. And that's always useful, you know, for shopping or culture. But for food, you don't want to be going to the places where everyone goes. You want to go where the chefs go. You want to go where the residents go and have the best, most authentic time. I love that idea because, you know, you're like me. I plan my holidays around what I'm going to eat. And Athens is definitely on my list. Samantha, what's the best way of getting in touch with you following all of your recommendations, your roundups, and the kind of the latest incarnation of reviews, if you will?
either on my website, foodiva.net with one D, or on Instagram at foodiva.
Brilliant. Thank you so, so much. Stay well, keep eating, and we'll talk to you more for some more recommendations very soon.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.